Welcome to the Nice Guys Podcast. This is episode 5. I'm Joe, and I'm a self-proclaimed nice guy. So, I asked last week about, do friends make for better lovers, or is the zones, the friend and brother zone, inescapable? And I didn't realize it when I said it, but those are actually two different questions. But they actually kind of fit in the same realm. So let's take each question, break it down, and I'll give my nice guy's take on it. So first, do friends make for better lovers? And kind of yes, kind of no. And here's why. I asked my coworkers the same question, and it was all over the place. Some couldn't say yes, some couldn't say no. And that's why I'm saying kind of yes, kind of no. The wording of that sentence is open to interpretation. And that is my own fault, and I do apologize for that. So let's change the wording. Can friends become lovers? With that wording, yes, they can. Should they? No, they shouldn't. And here's why. If you are friends, then if you are friends first, you have already started a form of a relationship as a friendship. Both of you, depending on how serious the friendship is, you know, you literally could be, you know, best friends. You could be, you know, brothers, sisters, you know, those are the zones I was talking about. Or you could be acquaintances. Either which way, you have already established a friendship. Now, am I saying you can't? Well, no. I mean, the likelihood of it happening is slim, but it has happened. And you are already, if you are both friends, you are already halfway there. You know each other. You know what each other likes. You know what each other dislikes. The reason I said it's bad is because it could get boring. And boring leads to misjudgment on either party. The spice of life leads to, you know, immoral things. And, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, good friends become bitter enemies over one stupid thing. Now, is that, could that happen? Well, yeah, it could. It could happen to anybody. However, knowing how things could happen helps. And what I mean by that is simple. If both of you know as friends going into this that you are embarking on a different avenue in your relationship, then, you know, sit down, communicate. That is key. I will tell anybody and everybody, communicate with your partner, because now they're not your friend, they're your partner, they're your lover, they're your, you know, they're your other half. And the dynamic of your situation has changed. You could also go a different route and be, you know, friends with benefits. Your friends, sex is the benefit, and, you know, that could be another avenue. The only problem is that avenues, one or both, might start to gain an attachment or feelings, and then you're now back to the other part of, well, should we be more? As a nice guy, I often was, you know, told by numerous women, I don't want to date you, or I couldn't date you because I don't want to ruin our friendship. And I never really understood that until I grew older, and I always thought it was a cop-out or a reasoning for them to, you know, be safe from telling you no. Because remember, they just said they didn't want to lose you as a friend. If they, you know, told you no in a, you know, stern way, well, they could lose you as a friend as well. So I've realized now why it has been said. And most nice guys will take that as it is. They'll say, okay, I understand that, and I respect it, and I won't ask anymore. There are some that will, you know, leave and just not return. And then you go and say, well, I don't think they were real nice guys anyways. Because, let's be realistic, you know, nice guys aren't going to, you know, lose a friend because they were turned down or shot down. And I totally agree that, you know, I will always believe that if they are a true friend, they're a friend till the end. Whether they're like, well, you shot your shot, you missed, pick yourself up, you still have a friend, and get on with life. So that is my take on, you know, can friends be lovers? Now, we're going to revert back to saying this again, the wording. Can lovers become friends? Well, yes. That is the true meaning of being in a relationship. Now, I'm not saying you should be total strangers. You shouldn't go out there to the next person you see that you've never met and say, hey, let's date because the fat guy on the podcast said to do so. No, I'm not saying that. I am saying that if you are knowledgeable, or if you know somebody, I'm not saying friends, I'm not saying that you've hung out, you know, like 5 times a month. I'm saying somebody you know, somebody that you may have known, and they've left, and now they're back in your life. Or, you know, somebody that you see every so often. Those are the people. Those people are the perfect people. Because you may know them. You may know a little bit about them. but you don't know a whole lot. And that is key. Because then you get to know them. Now you get to understand, hey, okay, what's your middle name? Or what's your favorite color? Where were you born? It makes being in a relationship so much easier, so much fun, so much better. You know, dating that person, you have things to talk about. If you know the person front, backwards and forwards, there's nothing to talk about. Communication, again, communication is key in all relationships, is out the window. What do you have to talk about? Your conversation would literally be, how was your work today, honey? Because you know how their work was. It was the same thing it was yesterday, and the same thing it was the day before that. So now, what you do is you live in silence, which is very bad. Because you're technically in a relationship, but you act like you're in a friendship, or you act even worse, like you're friends with benefits. Add a ring to it, and it even becomes worse. Because now, you're married. Now, you're, you know, financial things come into play. Even worse, kids. God forbid infidelity or cheating or whatever comes into it. And I'm wholeheartedly agreed that's what would happen. However, if you are acquaintances and then you become lovers or in a relationship, the dynamic has changed. And it has. The dynamic has literally changed. You don't know much about that person. You want to get to know about that person. And so now communication happens. And now the, you know, the whole world opens up. Yeah, you might make a few mistakes here and there. That's living. That's all about living. But at least you're, you know, trying. You're learning. Hopefully you're learning. And if you're not, well, you know, realize what mistakes are for. They're for learning. That's my take on, you know, that. And by the way, I never understood what friends with benefits was for. It, mind you, I know what they're for, but the thought of them, some people, yes, some people, and I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just, because here's the problem with friends with benefits. Eventually, somebody will get feelings. You are doing an intimate act multiple times. And I have seen it. I have witnessed it. And as the nice guy, as the guy that they go to, when their heart is crushed and all you can do is be the shoulder and be the, you know, confidant and comforter to their pain, it's mind-boggling. What's even more mind-boggling is that 2 weeks later, they're at it again. A different person, but at it again. But that's all I have to say about friends with benefits. So I asked the other question. about the zones. And if you don't know what the zones are, there are two. There's the friend zone and the brother zone. I use the male version because I am a male. I'm sure there's a sister zone. I have yet to see it, but I'm sure there is. I can only address what I know, and that is the brother zone. So first, let's get to know what each one is. So the friend zone, if you don't know, is what it sounds like. It's an imaginary zone that a woman places a male in their group of people that she finds is their, I won't say best friend, but you are really close. You are as close as you can get. You are far more than a friend, less than a best friend. Let's put it that way. What does that mean for you? There was a comedian that once said, a friend zone basically means you are not seeing me naked. Unless conditions are correct. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. A friend zone is, you know, there are some outs. There are. Most people don't want to be in the friend zone. There's that movie with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart called Just Friends. Ryan Reynolds is in the friend zone. Most women will put nice guys in the friend zone. Remember, we're safe. We are safe. They do not have to worry about us. So we are in the friend zone because we are safe. Most men that are gay and are definitely in the friend zone. You have a male point of view that a woman needs to pick your brain with. Nice guys like myself are always thrusted into the friend zone. Unless you're a really nice guy, then you are thrusted into the brother zone. The brother zone is just that. You are her brother. Obviously not real, but she considers you her brother. You are her brother. You are more to her than a friend. You are a unrelated relative. That same comedian I just spoke about said, in the brother zone, you are never seeing her naked. And it's true. And as a nice guy, I would never want it any different. Because I don't look at women like that. Now, no, I'm not gay. But I don't look at women like they are pieces of meat or lustful objects. I look at them like humans. I treat them like humans. And I learn. And I am constantly learning. How do you think I know about the friends with benefits and them catching feelings? 90% of the guys don't catch feelings because they probably have 3 or 4 other friends with benefits on the side. Why have a relationship when you have the best of both worlds? Women falling all over you and sex whenever you want it. Nice guys, we don't care about that. Do we want sex? Well, of course, we're guys. Do we go after it like we're, you know, carnivorous lions on a hunt? No. If it happens, it happens. So, you know, that's my take on can friends or do friends make better lovers? Yes. No. It's an unanswerable question that can be answered logically, but we live in an illogical world. You know, we live in a world where men would rather fuck 15 women on speed dial instead of being with just one. We have women that, you know, will love to have their heart shattered 2 weeks later, have it shattered again. We have men like myself that are drawn more to having, you know, 15, 20 female friends that we will never do anything with, and we're great with that. Because eventually we know there will be that one that will say, you know what? I like him. I want to give him a chance. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But every once in a while it does. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And next week's episode is one that is dear to my heart, because we are going to talk about me personally and the question is, does confidence make the man? It's that simple. Does confidence make the man? I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy, and before I cut this off, I am making a little bit of an announcement. In the next month, maybe 2 months, I will be having my very own YouTube channel. I just have to get a few other things. Mainly one is a camera. But you will be able to either watch me on YouTube and you will literally see me. It'll be the exact same podcast. Or you can still get it just audio on wherever you get your podcast. So again, I'm Joe, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday, or well, hoping you look forward to hearing me on Monday. That sounds better. Bye.